This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hello, Lizzie and Dan. I have a work etiquette question for you. I received 2 emails from a very nice client that, in addition to business, also includes an invitation to be sent a link to religious material. With the combination of working in a public sector job, separation of church and state, and religion not being a conversation topic for the workplace, I do not feel it would be appropriate for me to engage this request. But even by saying, yes, send the link, or no, I'm good, I'm engaging with the topic. I was able to ignore the topic in my reply the first time by addressing only the business portion of the email. But there's nothing reply-worthy in this second email, so it's either completely ignore the email or say something. It feels rude to ignore an email from someone with whom I have a rapport, but it feels inappropriate and possibly offensive to him to reply and say, I don't want the material sent. How to proceed in a situation like this? I think that this might just be in this person's signature. Some people have things like God bless, or they have quotes by famous thinkers at the bottom of their emails. We tend to advise in business to leave those out, but it might be that they are basically just throwing it out there as a way to help further their mission, their thinking in life, but it is not meant for you to have to engage with it every time. The thing I cannot tell from your question to us is whether this is just appearing in that signature every time, or if they are actually asking you each time in addition to whatever business information you're exchanging. So, number one point, avoid doing this in the first place, but I am torn on whether or not to ignore it or engage with it. I really respect your perspective of having to engage with it, even to say no, brings the question of the desire to consume religious material into your work life. And I don't think that you necessarily should be forced to engage with that. And yet, at the same time, I understand your feeling of it's rude to not answer a question that's being asked to you. And so my line of thinking is that I would engage with it and just say, I see the question in your signature, or I see this has come up twice in emails. No, I'm not interested in the religious material or the link.
I think you've keyed on exactly what I would use to assess the degree of responsibility for
okay.
A reply here.
Gotcha.
That sometimes it's a formulaic offer. And by formulaic, I mean like just exactly what you said, that it's in that signature, it's built into the
email. Yeah.
And I think if it is that you're not obligated to reply. That's not a request that's really a personal request, then it doesn't
Well, it is a personal request, yeah.
But it's not intended just for you personally. And because of that, it doesn't inspire in me the idea that I need to reply personally
right.
to it if I'm not interested. If that second email, if it wasn't sort of a pro forma part of a signature.
Yeah, if it's just being
it
pushed
really
on you again.
If it is directed to you individually, I think that you reply with the honest answer, either you're interested or not. And I think it's perfectly reasonable to give that reply. But I think it becomes a little more of something where you actually want to acknowledge it coming in because it is really being offered to you personally.
What I might make sure that I do in that case is that because of my suggestion that you don't have to say thank you for asking me this question in your polite no to this person, is that I might make sure to include a closing after answering the question that really says that, you know, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, or that addresses that rapport that you have with the person. That way you're answering the question, you aren't saying you're appreciative of the question having been asked. However, you are still trying to maintain the good rapport that you do have with that person.
We hope that that helps you figure out the right course of action to take with this particular situation. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.